Radio Pulpit 657 AM, your daily companion.
Oh, sixolele baba, siyazenza izono, siyawenza amaphutha ngesinye isikhathi uthola ukuthi asiqapheli nokuqaphela. Ingakho uma ungumuntu okholwayo kumele ngasonke isikhathi lapho khuleka umcele uNkulunkulu ukuthi akuxolele ezonweni ozibonayo nezono ozenzayo ungayiqapheli noma ngathi ke amaphutha ngoba amanye amaphutha uthola ukuthi ke asiholela kuphi esonweni.
From your ear to your heart to your mouth to your feet, join this life on 657 AM.
Listen to Radio Pulpit 657 AM for a godly perspective on day-to-day events.
Sithi happy Father's Day ngalomhlabelelo. Brilliant Baloyi featuring Mini Twins. Nawe uma ungubaba wazi ukuthi ke kunala ungenzanga kahle khona, ikakhulukazi uma kuza einganeni zakho, uma kuza lapha kumama ekhaya. Iya kuyo prayer room. Ukhuleke uthi baba ngixolele emaphutheni ami, baba ngisize ukuze ngenze kahle, baba ngisize ukuthi ngilungise la ngimoshe khona. Oh bazalwane, Swatini is in the house. Uthi la sis B, ngithanda kukubingelela egameni lika Jesu lophilako nalo owethembekile. Uthi all the way from Eswatini kakhuphuka. Uthi happy Father's Day kubo bonke abobaba. Uthi sisi wami lo muhle, hey. Ucebisile mkhatshwa ngale kakhuphuka Eswatini. Oh siyabonga, siyabonga ukuthi ke usilalele la ukhona bazalwane. Iradio jikelele ifinyelela wonke umuntu nanoma ukuphi. So yenza isiqiniseko sokuthi udownloada iRadio Pulpit app kuyo smartphone, kuyo tablet, kuyo laptop ukuze ke ukwazi ukuthi usilalele. Ungasilalela via Radio Pulpit app, ungasilalela via Radio Pulpit jikelele. Naku sesifikile naseSwatini, bayasithola bayasilalela. Hey, ngiyabona imiyalezo for uthandiwe iloku iyangena. Yazi uthandiwe, hey, unguthandiwe ngempela, yazithandiwe. Awukakakhulumi kodwa ke ngiyayibona imiyalezo leyo iyangena. Ungcane uthi Thandiwe Mnguni, mchunu, Ncane is proud of you my princess. Wow. Uthi Ncane loves you Munju. Bakubiza Munju. Nickname yakho. Munchu, nami ngizokubiza Munchu. Unjani Munchu?
Ngiyaphila.
Uyaphila?
Yep.
Okay, ngicela usondele kancane ngoba ngezi voice yakho is very soft. Ne? Yakhumbula bengizama ukuthi ngikusize earlier on. Ngoba ngibonile nje ukuthi yabona bengibuka umzimba wakho ngathi hayi ne voice yakho ngathi incanyana. Unjani?
Ngiyaphila.
Ngiyaphila nami. Pastor Clara, how are you?
Ngiyaphila sesibahleni, njani?
Ngiyaphila.
Siyabonga.
Yeah, hayi ubhuti ngala. Uzwile ushaye ngoswazi.
Yo.
Ushaye nangemotivation.
Hayi. No, he did very well.
Yes.
He did very well.
Yeah. Uyazi nje kuyathokozisa and kuyabonisa Pastor Clara ukuthi nenza umsebenzi omkhulu laphaya.
True.
Kanje lama email and the abbreviation,
It's teenage movement, so it means it is the era for young people. So the age in the middle, we are just using it for the period or the duration.
Okay.
To say now it is their time.
Oh
yes,
awesome. Mm-hmm. Awesome. Yo, Botswana is in the house as well, bazalwane. Hayi namhlanje bona ivangeli liyagijima. Lingena eBotswana, lingena eSwatini, lingena eZimbabwe. Hey, uthi happy Father's Day to all the fathers and you are a blessing, Sister Bahle. I enjoy listening to your show. Uthi much love from Palapie, Botswana. I'm kelebogile maramane. Ke maramane. Yeah, maramane. Rutsani utsini uthi yo Thandiwe's voice uyayizwa Rutsani. is soft njengaye. Okay, Pastor Clara njengoba bengisasho ukuthi yeah umsebenzi wenzayo muhle and uyabonakala
true
ngoba even noSis Julia benginaye last week 2 weeks endlulile and I know ukuthi nisebenza nonke labantu abasha niyabahlanganisa uyazi ngizwile le ingane meyikhuluma ukuthi bakhuluma into abayaziyo
true
and then bakhuluma into abayiphilayo hayi bona kire high five
siyabonga kakhulu
okay mhlambe ungasitshela kancane ne ngayo teen age movement
is.
Yeah isebenza kanjani ithatha abantwana from age bani until age bani
Ri lebogathatha I guess bingelele to everyone at home who's listening to us so teenage movement sisibahle it is a ministry of young people uNkulunkulu we've seen him working kakhulu ngabantu abasha from when we started I think we started 2021 if not 2022 so start abantwana from the age of 13 until to 25 so what we do is we preach the gospel into esime ngayo nje sithi young people back to Christ so what we do is we do outreaches sine group that is on WhatsApp whereby on we discuss every time on the group and then we have a prayer online go TikTok almost every Friday whereby we have different pastors or different individuals coming in to teach them you know why we are doing this even the young people who are saved that is in the group we want them ukuthi they must have a good relationship noNkulunkulu and we also take abantwana who are not saved what are we doing we are saying let them come and have a relationship noNkulunkulu and what we do is we have a good relationship with the local pastors ukuthi when we are busy working with the young person this side they must also have a church whereby they fellowship kuhuyoni so what TEM is doing we are rekhodisa the modimo o re tshepa ka go re godise batsha mo moreneng and not only the spiritual life but we are also looking on their academics we are also looking on their emotions and all areas of their life so this is what TEM do so we also have like you mentioned Aus Julia we have adults who are mentors who are mentoring these young people
wow yeah. yo ngiphinde ngisho futhi ukuthi umsebenzi eniwenzayo muhle kakhulu and uyabonakala ama results ayayisho lo wona
true
yeah okay ithi siqale la ngothandiwe othandiwe namhlanje uyazi njengoba ngisho ngithi imiyalezile kuyangena now omunye uthi Thandi I'm so proud of you girl uthi may God bless you Thandiwe Ubani uthandiwe ngicela ukuthi nje usitshele ngawe mhlawumbe usakhula ukuthi uthandiwe bekumntwana onjani until uzofika kule age okuyo manje how old are you manje
I'm 14 years old
una 14
yebo
oku grade bani
I'm in grade 9
grade 9
ebanale study secondary
okay ikuphi lesethi
it's emahube
ko mamelodi
yes
okay so ko mamelodi niyakhuluma
Yeah, siyakhuluma.
Okay. Yeah, sibekele nje isithombe sikaThandiwe.
I'm growing up I was just a loving girl.
Yeah.
I really love playing with other kids. Nje ngizithandela abanye abantu.
Yeah.
And I really care ngabantu abaseceleni kwami.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
I don't really know what thing I'm telling me but then I'm a good person.
Yeah.
Yeah, ngiyawacabangela amanye ama feelings omunye umuntu.
Yeah.
Yes.
Mhm. Unama siblings ayingaki?
I only have one sibling. Omncane king.
Omncane kuwe.
Yes.
Okay, and the relationship yenu injani?
Our relationship is normal. Siblings, we fight, we play, we get happy. Yeah, it's just normal.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then ekhaya kuno baba no mama?
Cha.
Okay. Okhuliswa yi single parents?
Yes.
Okay. And for wena kunjani ukukhuliswa ngumama kuphela?
My father is also present, but then they are not
they are not together.
But separate, yes.
All right.
Yes.
And then ubaba nayo uyayidlala indima empilweni yakho.
Yebo, uyayidlala, but I'd say my mom plays more.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, I message yakho ithini kubaba today because it's Father's Day.
Happy Father's Day.
Yeah.
Yeah, enjoy isuku lwakhe.
Yeah.
Yes.
Mara umthumelele nange WhatsApp ne?
Yes, I do.
Ah, I'm proud of you. Okay, so ukhula kwakho ubaba engekho ekhaya, yes, u present. I know ukuthi as a young person uyathanda ukuthi umama no baba babe together, though kuba khona izinto ezenza ukuthi bahlukane. Wena kukwenza ukuthi ufile kanjani?
I didn't feel good because, like, most of the time, mina, abangani bam, abazali babo, they are, like, I family yabo bano mama no baba in the same house, yabo.
Yeah.
So every time si bane conversation, they'd be like, yo, mama no baba, I'm in, and I can't say the same thing, ngoba mina ngihlala no mama kuphela.
Yeah.
And, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right, so uthe khona manje ku grade bani?
Niku grade 9.
Grade 9. Ene kunjani esikoleni?
Right, esikoleni.
Yeah.
Right, esikoleni. I can't complain.
Okay.
I'm pushing.
Yeah. All right. Usasihlala mengikhuluma naye ne as a mentor yenu. Yazi wangisherela udaba ngawe. Ukuthi you know uthandiwe sambona uNkulunkulu empilweni yakhe, but angifuni ukuthi mina kube yimi engiyikhulumayo le ndaba, ngifuna ukuthi kube wena oyikhulumayo. So kwenzakalani empilweni kaThandiwe kwamanje?
I don't think I comprehend the question.
Okay. You have a testimony.
Yes, I do have testimonies.
Yes. So please share with us your testimony.
You know, when things happen, they happen unexpectedly most of the time.
Yeah.
And mina lento yenzakala kimi isimanga kakhulu, ngiyambonga uNkulunkulu namhlanje.
Yeah.
I once got blind. All of a sudden, just sleeping, then the following day when you wake up, I was sabani at all. I had to stop going to school. Ngihlale ekhaya for a few months. And you know, ukukhala bekusasa khona enhlizweni yami ngiloko ngithandaza, but it was not as before ngoba bengisengivaleke amehlo and you know, ukukhala besekhamba. I'm still in disbelief until today ukuthi ngiyabona namhlanje because I was busy ngena ibedlala ngiphuma, and the answer I would get from the doctors, they would tell me, just accept, you're not going to see again. Go to counseling, go to school for blind people. They just tell me to accept, and I couldn't do that. I remember there was a day. That day, bengine khola kamgocina ngithi if today akwenzakali, then I don't know. I got in my room and closed the door that day. And I got in my room, ngakhala ngakhipha konke kusesifubeni. Mangikhala, I gave God a choice because I had given him many prayers and I feel like ukuthi usilent. And that day I got in my room, I cried. When I cried, I told God, if this is not going to go away, then please take away my life. Then God said no with my life. Unkulunkulu abisi, I said yam. It was a very unbelievable experience. Ngiyambonga uNkulunkulu kakhulu. And the following day from that day in Thandaza, when I woke up, amehlo wami bewabona. And also, after a few months of being at home, not being able to go to school, when I got back to school, teachers were amazed about how I performed on my marks because bengekho during the time bafunda mina bengihlele ekhaya ngakwazi ukuya esikoleni, but then still I still managed to ukuthi ngipase. So I yes.
Wow. Kwenzeke nini lokho? Was it this year?
No, it was not this year. I was in grade 7.
Mm-hmm.
Around July.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
And lesikhathi ukhuleka kuNkulunkulu, were you believing ukuthi uNkulunkulu uzokupholisa, uNkulunkulu uzophinda wavula amehlo akho?
I was so stubborn with my faith in God.
Yeah.
I was so stubborn. So many people told me ukuthi ngamukela. I couldn't accept because I knew if uNkulunkulu bekafuna ukuthi ngibe blind, it would have happened from the day I was born.
Yeah.
Yes. So, yeah. Wow. I believed ukuthi my eyes were going to be opened because nothing is impossible with God.
Sure.
Yes.
So you believe kulamazwi athi ukholo lwakho lizokusindisa, ukholo lwakho luzokupholisa.
Yebo.
Sure. Is scripture bophila ngaso ngaleso sikhathi siphi?
I once dreamt of a verse.
Mm.
My ngivula le verse, it was on Matthew 8 verse 15. It was, and God touched her and she was immediately healed.
Oh,
and I
goodness.
Lived by that verse.
Wow.
And then when you go to Psalm 34 verse 18, it was God is close to the brokenhearted and saves them.
Amen.
Yes.
Wow, Tandiwe, your testimony, yes, futhi ngaze ngaba emotional. Uyazi nje angazi ngaphuma nama goosebumps ukuthi ku age yakho lokholo olungaka walthatha kuphi. Sisilara, ngicela ungene kule ndaba.
Sure. Last year when we went to a camp, just before ngingena sesibahle, I just need to just, you know, say something on what Tandi was said. Last year we went to a camp. When we got there on a Saturday. So in our camps it's prayer, fun, we sing, we do everything, but most of the time, or in Nagoyarna Nzi, we are in prayer.
Okay.
Last year during the day it's a session whereby we were praying and the Holy Spirit said to me, please call Tandiwe to talk to the young people because uNkulunkulu has revealed a lot to me. And I called her to come, and that time ngithi kusesithathu, one of the mentors, please worship. Then we started worshiping. The time when she because God showed me a night before that she was not okay, and when we spoke she confirmed hore ha right. The time we went to her camp she couldn't wear short sleeves because her body was filled with so and other things, she's saying that she has been in and out of the hospital. Sisibahle, we prayed. uNkulunkulu wabonakala ngenye indlela. We prayed for Tandiwe. We prayed in another way. Sambona uNkulunkulu bazalana. When we came back from the camp, the testimonies that she was giving us from the hour that we were praying for her, and God, sonke, we got on our knees. Samcela uNkulunkulu sathi Nkosi. There is no way. So what I'm saying to add on what Tandiwe said, we've seen Tandiwe being sick. Last, I think it was, when was it? I think 2 months ago, before Good Friday or after Good Friday, she was go Steve Biko. Lehona, she was admitted there. We went there, we prayed. One of the things that I can say, ukuthi uNkulunkulu is using term komaphilong others young people. We prayed. I remember I asked her mom, can I please share with everyone in the group so that we start praying for Tandi? So we prayed for her. And I went to the hospital. When I came back, I went to the group and said, we are still praying for Tandi. Days later, I'm not saying her family is not praying, but on our side, We have seen God. We are praying for everyone that is in the group. But but with her sickness, I can say, Simbonulu nkulunkulu, and we've prayed for her. So we have been praying, and God has been good. And I even love the fact that even if she can take 2 weeks, 3 weeks, angaye skolweni, but the time abuyele skolweni uNkulunkulu uyabonakala.
That's a miracle.
Yeah.
Yes, because you know uma ugula ku affecteka yonke into.
Yes.
Ingqondo spiritually yonke into. But as I'm saying ukuthi it's a miracle
it
because
is.
Yena ama result were good.
Yes.
Were good. Though beka gula.
Yes.
And you know ayikho into e frustrated you like mo ugula and then we are at doctor or we are esibedlele bese bathi asiboni lutho. Ukuthi kwenzakalani ngawe. It is so frustrating because uyalapho ukholelwa ekutheni uzothola usizo. And kusho ukuthi if ababoni ukuthi yini.
Yes.
Angeke bakunikeze treatment. Bazobe batreata ini.
Yes. True.
So kusho ukuthi lana uNkulunkulu bekafuna ukubonisa amandla akhe. Ukuthi you know what, ezinye izinto azidingi abodokotela.
Yes, yes.
Kodwa zifuna yena.
True, true.
Uqobo lwakhe.
True, true, true.
Lisedi. Ufuna ku-add la kule testimony.
No, it's all good. It's all good. I've seen.
Yeah.
It's all good. There's nothing I want to add, but I want to say that God is with her.
Yeah.
God is with her.
Yeah.
God is still going to be with her.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's all I have to say.
Okay. Wow. So, Thandiwe, after ukuthi bakhuleke ku camp, kukhona okuzwile maybe in your body, in your spirit?
I can't say kukhona, but the support system I got from them being kulu kakhulu, and like they were so open to me ukuthi ngizizwe ngivikelekile manginabo kunandi nje in a fun way sicwaca ngoNkulunkulu getting to voice out your pain, getting to have a support system from people abangasi close now.
Yeah,
it's not easy ukuthi ungathola umuntu ongamazi ongakunika uthando.
Yeah.
Mm.
Yes. Wow. Ngi proud ngethem. Wathi Pastor Clara.
Wow.
Mm. Ngicela ukuthi sithathe break kancane lana sizobuya and then uma sibuya uthanda ukuphawula mhlambe kulolu daba or uthanda ukunikeza i support or une message for uthandiwe or unombuzo mhlambe nawo uno ungumzali unomntwana lapha ekhaya kunezinto ezikuphazamisayo ngaye ngiyacabanga ukuthi uNkulunkulu usithumele uPastor Clara usithumele uSis Julia ukuthi sikwazi ukuthi ke asebenzise nina ukuze le ingane zikwazi ukuthi zibuyele futhi endleleni.
True.
And then zazi ukubaluleka kwentsindiso.
Yes.
Siyabuya emveni ke kwalokhu.
Radio Pulpit on 657 AM.
Join Sibongile Mufokeng Wednesdays at 9 AM on Just For You when she inspires people from all walks of life on Radio Pulpit 657 AM.
Phila ubomi nathi. Mamela inkqubo zethu ku radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit 657 AM. Umhlobo wakho wemihla ngemihla.
Yebo singumngani singumsizi wansuku zonke. Iphondo lakho lingasuki lapho ke ku AM 657 ukuze sisishirelane le ndaba ezinhle. Ungalalela naku online noma ke ungene ku DSTV uyobukhe 882 isikhathi ke manje sithi 25 before 5 o'clock njoba ngishilo ukuthi incingo ngivulile uma ke uthanda ukuxoxa noThandiwe uPastor Clara nayo khona Lesedi nayo sesekhona la ya ubuzwile ubufakazi obunamandla ebukaThandiwe hey bathong uNkulunkulu is our healer.
Yes.
Pastor Clara.
Yes.
Yebo abodokotela usiphe bona but kunezinye zezinto ukuthi asifuni odokotela njengoba ngisho phambilini.
Yes.
And logo siyakubona.
Mhm.
Kuthandiwe. And nangu uphile saka bazalwane.
True.
Uphile saka. Like uzizwa kanjani khona manje Thandiwe? Kukhona mhlambe mhlawumbe uvuka nje ekseni ungazizwa kahle ophilile nje uphilile 100%
angiphilile 100%
uyaya esikolweni manje every day akukho ukuphazamisayo
ngiyaya esikolweni every day but sometimes nginokungazizwa kahle so I have to stay at home and but okay, aphambili mina I bengiloko ngiye esikoleni this year. Hayi azangihluphe kakhulu. Bengiloko ngiye esikoleni. The only time engaye esikoleni it's when I have an appointment esibhedlela to get my medication.
Wow. And then if ye awusenayo ukuthi mhlawumbe maybe ngesinye isikhathi awavala amehlo uthi yo what if ngivuka futhi ngasaboni.
No, I angaze ngibe nayo le fear leyo after I like in every situation I just told myself God will show up. God is there.
Wow. And esikolweni abothisha and nabanye ama learners how was the support?
Mina kahle I don't like being with many people.
Okay.
So I only group myself nabangani bami abayi 2 and one of my cousin. So
yeah.
I support system yabo yihle kakhulu.
Yeah.
Yeah. They are always there. There's no signs of jealousy. They are always supporting, always checking up on me if I'm right, you know, my journey, yes. I remember also when I was in hospital, I'd get calls each and every minute checking up on me. Yeah.
Wow. It is bonela imyalezo. Sawubona Nkosazana sinawe. Oh, so fikile Kadimambo. Sithi happy Father's Day kuwena. Lengifundile Thandi, I'm so proud of you girl. May God bless you. Yeah. And then kunomunye lana. Hey, what's happening here? Ifunani lento? Ayisuke la. Good afternoon Sis Bahle. We are listening. We thank God for this show and Teens Age Movement for the good job. Wow. And then enye message, greetings Sis Bahle. Ngithi halala kubo bonke abobaba uNkulunkulu abe nani. Uthi happy Father's Day nakubaba wakwam uMr. F. Madua. Happy Father's Day umyalezo uphuma kumama Madua. And then kune voice note ulana iphuma kusis Julia. Ya omunye wama mentor kuTEM Teen Age Movement. Yes. Okay.
Hi Sis Bahle.
Hi Sis Julia.
Pastor Clara and yo, the kids in the studio. I was never touched in my life like I did now by the young people. I think if we want to put it in a layman's language, I would say young people are my weakness. And I think that's why Sis Clara is a blessing. A blessing. I don't know how the kids that are around her, they were not going to be where they are if it wasn't for her. And let me take it further, or if it wasn't for the God that is in her. I love the spirit that she has. I love the humility that she has. I love the fact that she's always submitting to God in this work that she is doing. And the testimony of the girl, wow. I'm not hearing it for the first time. We were with her at the camp. I think it was last year or year before last. And I couldn't believe, you know, when you have that moment or no ways, you are a Christian, but you still go to that moment of saying no ways. And after that, you come back to your moment to say, by the way, I serve God. Sometimes we limit God. She's only 13, 14, if I'm not mistaken. But this testimony is living in her. I think God wanted to say something to us and the movement, the term. Hore, we are limiting God. We are limiting God. And my girl, keep up the faith. My boy, keep up the faith. Sister, let's keep up the faith. True. God is there. Sister, let's keep up the faith. You know, the Bible says we haven't yet seen what God can do for us and what he has prepared for us. And whatever that we have seen so far that God is doing is still going to be better than this. It's still going to be more than this. Let's not limit God. Aramutse being with our whole heart. I love you, young people in the studio. I can't wait to be with you in the camp. And Sister Ayo, may God continue to bless you. Sister as well. Amen. Julia.
Sure. Yo, Os Julia. Oti, wow, my people in the house. This is what we are called for. Pastor Tlara, how hello, Mashabani. Oti, young people need us. Ngempela, abantu basha bayasidinga. Sister, ngiyazi ukuthi menisema camp angithi lapho nivula khona ngathi a platform ukuthi abantu abasha abakhuleke bakhulume nanoma yingani.
Yes.
And ilapho ni pick up khona ukuthi okay, young people ilokhu nalokhu ababhekane nakho. Okukhulu yini okuwukuthi esikhathini esiningi kuba yi challenge to young people?
I can say Auspahle, there's just a lot that they are going through.
Yeah.
But what I can say is the biggest challenge mhlambe that they have is them not having anyone to open up to. I remember when we had our camp, I think it was in Hammanskraal, we had, because during the day sometimes we will do a one-on-one mentorship, one-on-one prayer and all that. So I remember in that camp, we had a girl, I think I once shared this story with you, if I didn't, maybe it's you or someone else. This girl was by a pastor. They hosted a pastor, but the pastor was staying in her home. So it's something that she didn't even talk about, because she knew when she tells the people Basendlini, they will never trust her. She can't even go to a point of telling Mamurudi in their church and all that. So I think the biggest challenge that they have, they are spiritually okay because they do go to church, they are well fed because they eat emakaya, they have clothes on, but then the biggest challenge is they don't open up to anyone. Abanye is because they don't have, but abanye they do have, just they don't have the platform to do something like that. That's what I'm saying. We thank God for the group and other groups outside, because I do believe there are people outside who's also doing what we are doing, because they give them a platform to say, listen, whatever that you need to talk about, it might be embarrassing, it might not be good, it might even be your academics that are not going well, reach out to us and we will talk about it. So I think the biggest challenge that they have is they lack someone, or they lack people who they can, you know, open up to them.
So, yo, Tandiwe. Tandiwe Batung, I'm so touched with your testimony. Uti mamkhulu Nkele will always love you. Yo, ngiyayibona support yazi oku kuthi uthandiwe uyayithola esikolweni ekhaya ku family. Uthi la nana, I'm so proud of you mntwanami. Umyalezo uphuma kumami. Ukhona la umama bazalwane, and uthini la omunye? Ngifuna ukufunda umyalezo kamama, ngubonile somewhere la. Uthi my daughter, we see God. Iphi le message? Okay, ithi ngifunde nje yonke. I think someone is chopping onions next to me. Uthi this testimony. Yo, Ruzani. Ruzani, ngicishe nami yazi inyembezi zavele zehla. Sengikhohlwe ukuthi konje ngeku Facebook Live. Okay, Nana, I'm so proud of you, mntwanami, from Mommy. Yakase Julia silalele. Thandiwe, okay, nale sifundile. Usas Julia uthi I think so too, and my eyes are reacting. Oh my goodness. Okay, I'm repenting, bazalwane. We are limiting God at times. Sure. Yeah, kuyiqiniso lelo. Okay, nangu mama. Uthi, as her mother, to add on her statement, we received the best treatment and support from her school or ile ya question ngibuza ukuthi i support ibe njani from esikolweni angifundele bese ke siyala kumankosi silalele i voice note yakhe. Indeed, what Sis Julia she's saying, it's true. It wasn't if it wasn't Pastor Clara's kids, we wouldn't have been there. I'm Mama Lisedi. Since he joined the teens, Uti, oh my God, I see amazing things. Like my boy, he's very shy, but yay, since Pastor Clara came to this life, Uti, woo! Wow. Uti, proud of you, my Lee and Tandiwe. Wow. I mara ushilo vela ulisedi ukuthi hey mina ngi very shy and nje umuntu othanda ukuthi ayihlalele laphayana as I isolate ayihlalele laphayana. Okay. Tandiwe. Ngicela ukudlalela lengoma ne. Thina Zungu. Uyazi lengoma ka Thina Zungu ethi nginguthandiwe. Wena unguthandiwe yazi. Igama lakho liyakulandela uyalibona? And Pastor Tlaro waka wakhuluma indaba yamagama ne.
Yes.
Ukuthi asibeni siqapheleni ukuthi uma sinikeza abantwana bethu amagama.
True.
Leli gama lithini?
Yes.
Ngabe likhuluma impilo yini?
Mm-hmm.
Likhuluma oku positive empilweni yakhe.
Yes.
Nanguthandiwe.
Nanguthandiwe. Even on Friday when we had our live like I said, we have a prayer almost every Friday.
Yeah.
Even when we had our prayer on Friday, I spoke again ngendaba yamagama ngathi bazalwane, let's be careful on the like whatever name erifamba nabarina.
Yeah.
Mina ngiyacabanga ukuthi when we were young, our parents were not saved, but the generation ya know whoever saved, let's do justice ngabantwana bethu. And I also added, because the speaker that was talking to us on Friday, she spoke about her name following her. And that's where I gave my testimony to say nami my name was Kidiboni, and impilo yami it was so painful until God changed my life to Kaugelo. And it's another mystery bazalwane, so indaba yegama it's very much important.
Nangu no lesedi naye liyamlandele
like igama lakhe liyamlandela he's
because nangu utlisa lesedi
utlisa lesedi
and body piercing tsahaye
exactly utlisa lesedi and he also have a leadership in him. I remember 2023 when we went to Altar Lake. There was a time we went to Altar Lake from Friday night until Sunday morning. He was into leadership with us as the mentors, but yena we put him in our on our side. He was amazing. He was amazing. So he has leadership as well. And in the morning there was something that I wanted to share with you as well. I was back with him. Ulisedi, there was when I was talking to his parents during the week, ngendaba yakuthi I need to come with him here so that he can share with the young people. They shared with me ukuthi there was a time where Lesedi came here as a baby. I don't know if he was one or two, but then they shared ukuthi Lesedi came here as a baby because his father was invited to come to Radio Pulpit. And my heart, I was like, we thank God for the seed that the father laid for him, because today he came here as a young man and today he's sharing on Radio Pulpit again. So libitso la hae liena liamolatela.
Oh, kingwana wa muruti makua.
Kingwana wa muruti makua, yes.
My goodness, can't you say wa usampotsi?
Kingwana wa muruti makua, yes.
Can't you PK? Oh, PK.
He's a PK, yes. So it's a seed, bazalwana. I think all the parents ekhaya, you must just not give up into planting the seed. It might not grow today. But that is what I'm saying. The leadership in him, it's showing what the father or the parents have planted. So bazwadi, they must never give up on planting a seed for their children. It might not come out today, but one day it will come out.
Become active in faith. 657 AM.
We understand that as a young person you face many challenges that threaten both your safety and mental well-being, and in this fast moving world you don't always have someone to talk to. That's why I Am Youth has joined hands with Child Protection Hotline to give reliable and accessible counseling to young people. So send a WhatsApp text, SMS, or call the number 076-037-6345 to get help today. We believe that you are worth it.
The Word for You Today is our youth devotional that has been available as a printed booklet and has also been accessible via email. It is intended to encourage and guide young people in their walk with God. Well, we are excited to announce that the youth devotional is going fully digital. This means that the Word for You Today booklet will no longer be available in hard copy or sent by post, but it will still be accessible on the I Am Youth website, email subscription, and the I Am Youth app, which is available on both the Google Play Store and App Store for iPhone users. Visit www.imymovement.co.za and join the move to digital.
Hey, Lazala Mthandi Zulu, uthandiwe. Oh my goodness, what a powerful testimony. Yeah, yo, ayi siyawabona amandla kaNkulunkulu asebenza ezimpilweni zethu. Nami sis Julia ngiyarepenta today. Nami ngiyarepenta ngempela ukuthi siyamlimita uNkulunkulu and uyasho ezwini uthi akukho kunzima for yena bazalwane and uthi oku impossible kubantu kuyena ku possible. Naku abadokotela abahlulekile kuthandiwe kodwa uNkulunkulu yena wathini, wathi mina ngingunkulunkulu oletha ukuphila, ngingunkulunkulu opholisayo. Nangu uphilile namhlanje, uyaye esikolweni njengabanye abantwana, uyavuka ekseni ajabule adlale njengabanye abantwana. Okay, uthi la Murutinewo qina jita uthi what a great testimony, to God be the glory. Uthini omunye la ubongo kuhle uthi I'm so proud of you my bestie, uthi thank you for the testimony from Ulindo umngani wakho.
Best friend yam.
Oh Lindo, best friend yakho. Okay, gune voice note lana ngicela silalele.
Share the love, share the truth, share the life on 657 AM.
Ngiyathi ukudikelwa ukulahlekelwa isinto ebandle namakhadi. Nakho konke nemali nefoni phakathi endlini kaNkulunkulu. Bengasakwazi nokukhuluma noma ngabe kuyiphi i-subject engikhuluma ngayo. Kodwa ngithanda ukubonga uNkulunkulu ukuthi unginikezile amandla ngiphinde ngibe nefoni. Ngiyabonga kakhulu. Kodwa ukulalela benginilalela. Kwesinye isikhathi ngifike late, ngithole i-show yakho seyidlulile. Ngifike ngesikhathi sikaPastor Ray ngendaba yokusebenza enkonzweni. Ngiyabonga. Nkulunkulu asigcine, Nkulunkulu asiqinise, asinikeze amandla. Ngegama kaKristu Jesu waseNazaretha.
Amen. Ay, siyabonga ukuthi siyakwazi ukuthi ke sixhumane nawe mama. Hey, ya kenzeka ngoba angithi nezwi lasho ukuthi akusibo bonke abathi inkosi inkosi bazongena ezulwini. So kusho ukuthi nalapha emabandleni akusiwo wonke umuntu ofika laphayana and then azokwenza nje okulungile, abanye bafika nje ngokuthi bazomosha. Okay? To all fathers out there, lots of love. Uthi yo, that testimony bahle. I'm challenged by that mustard seed faith. Which indeed, to God be the glory. Keep the faith, little girl. The small wonders from God. Which, we want to glorify God. Ngempilo yakho. Tandi we. Sure. Okay, omunye uthi, I'm proud of you, mzala. Usho wena?
Yeah.
Oh umzala wakhe labo ukhuluma ngabe uthi close nabo ne?
Yebo.
Okay. Ulindo uthi unengoma la athanda ukudedicatela yona. Ithi ile ethi akahlulwa lutho uJesu.
Sithandwe uJayele assembly.
Ngizoyifuna lana ne. Sizophuma ngayo. Ithingi indlule ngala futhi ngiyabuya bese ke sizovala.
Kusukela enhlizweni yethu ukuya kweyakho. Radio Pulpit 657 AM. Umngani wakho imihla ngemihla.
Passionate about God.
passionate about people. Radio Pulpit 657 AM, your daily companion. Download our mobile app or visit radiopulpit.co.za to listen to your favorite station 24 hours a day.
Phulaphula iRadio Pulpit ukhanyiseleke kweliliswe eliminyama. Zivulele ngokwakho i-app yethu okanye umamele kuradiopulpit.co.za. Siyafumaneka ku-DSTV Audio Channel 882. Ukanti sikhona naku-Open View 607. Radio Pulpit 657 AM. Umhlobo wakho wemihla ngemihla.
Ya, ungaphinde usithole nalapha ku-radio Radio Pulpit jikelele njoba ke silonchile, I think it was a week ago, so uyakwazi ukuthi usilalele nge language efunwa nguwena ngoba la ekhaya sisakaza ngama language awu 9 out of 11 le esinayo. Lindo, that was my mom's favorite ugogo gathandiwe. Okay. All right, Thandi, we're in closing. Ungathanda ukuthini kuwo wonke umuntu olalele kwamanje?
I'd like to say to every teenager who's just wearing a mask of smile but yeah, within their heart abase right, I'd like to say keep on praying. Don't ever give up, even when it feels like everyone is against you, everyone is silent. You're in a different realm whereby you're the only one who said, there are many people who are going through those situations who are not being able to voice out their pain. Just keep on praying. God listens, God hears, God sees, and God will come through to your life. Just keep the faith. Don't go ngokuthi bani athini. People will always talk, whether it's good or bad. People will always talk. Just keep the faith. Qhubeka, qhubekela phambili. God has a purpose for you to keep on waking up every day. Baningi abantu abafuna abafisa kube ngathi lifikile ilanga labo lize lifike la, kodwa God decided to give it to you. So use it properly. Use it with gratefulness in you.
Pastor Clara,
thank you so much. Awusibahle, in a minute as we are closing, I just want to say bazalwane ke bulale batsha, and I'm talking to everyone now as we are closing. Ke rata o bolela mantswa gore morena Jesu wa tswella ka mara di yemo tsa rona. I want to say motho mang le mang a tsamang ka mara si yemo ka letsatsing la ka jeno on a Sunday, our topic ere unkulunkulu ya vele, unkulunkulu ya bona. So I just want to say to everyone who's going through a situation, I want to say this words gore modimo o ile bona hala ka mara si yemo sa hao. That is why when we read the Bible, bolela mantswa gore when Jesus went to a home, I look for Lazarus, I want to understand that there are so many factors that Narikamu Yeza Hora Astope to go and check or to go and be seen in his life.
Yeah.
But then Kaleba Kalahor Nailimu Jimu and Natwansatswele Rebona Bibule Lamanzo Horkamu Rao Hamatsati Alemane Atswella Alimudimu Sakiba Lamanzora. It doesn't matter how long have you been there in that situation, whether you are unemployed, whether Walwala, whether Walalela, Yabatobele Lamanzo or Hauna Tabahor Inki Lemat. But at the end of the day, unkulunkulu zo bonagala. So as we are closing, I want to say this words komo tumandle mangalengona gore tseba gore modimo tlilo bonagala ka mara siemo se o tsamang ka mara sona ka mara bolwetse bo tsamang ka bana ka mahara bona. We serve a living God that is going to show up in your situation. Ke lebo.
Amen. Le thola gala yang Pastor Tlara mhlampo monyo otsi yo le nna ke batlang wanaka a join this TEM movement.
We have our TikTok, it's Teenage Movement. We have our Facebook as well, it's Teenage Movement. But I can just give my number so that they can get me easy. More WhatsApp. My numbers is 071-98-65-019. It's 071-98-65-019. In a minute, can I quickly share this with young people as we are celebrating the month Yabatubabacha?
2 seconds?
2 seconds.
Yes.
I want to say I've been struggling with a qualification that I've been studying. I've been studying something that was supposed to ifele in 4 years.
Okay.
But I saw myself struggling so many years. 4 years. yafita 5 years, yafita mo 6 years while I was studying. But I want to talk to any young person out there, or motomo kholo leng gore ore I'm struggling with my studies and all that. Ke bone modimo a tswella in my life as I'm writing my one last module to my qualification. So what I want to say is God has been good. I didn't graduate ka nako ya maleba, but at the end of the day, I saw God.
Congratulations.
Thank you so much.
Wow. Greetings, Sis Bahle. I'm Zakhele David Maduna, listening from Dikole Secondary, ko Katlehong. Yo. Okay, thank you so much. Tandiwe, qhubeka umethembe uNkulunkulu kukho konke. Lesedi lwena tlisa lesedi.
Yes.
Ko young people bako ke Bronkhorn Spruits.
Yes.
Bako Bronkhorn Spruits. Yes. La uhamba khona nje letha ukukhanya.
Yes.
Siyabonga kubo bonke abangenile, siyabonga nangemiyalezo. UPastor Ray Lihodi uyeza uzohamba nawe kuzokuyoshaya u7. Iyo le Thandi ingoma or enye akahlulwa because this one yaka colleague.
I don't know which artist I feel like, but then it goes like Agashula.
Iole. Lalel, lalel, iole, 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 iole.
Radio Pulpit, 657 AM. A companion for those who need encouragement. Listen to us on our app or visit radiopulpit.co.za.
We understand that as a young person, you face many challenges that threaten both your safety and mental well-being. And in this fast-moving world, you don't always have someone to talk to. That's why I Am Youth has joined hands with Child Protection Hotline to give reliable and accessible counseling to young people. So send a WhatsApp text, SMS, or call the number 076-037-6345 to get help today. We believe that you are worth it. Imagine a place where young people can get answers to difficult questions, seek advice on issues that they struggle with, listen to uplifting music, and find relevant and godly content that can help them shape their identity. All this while also having fun in a safe space and environment. Well, the new I Am Youth website is just the place where you can find this and so much more. Go to iamyouth.co.za for an experience that will stay with you for life. I Am Youth. Life Explained.
You and 657 AM and Life, a winning team on the road to eternity.